George Norrie, call the wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And with psychic Joseph Jacobs, my guest tonight. Indeed, in our program tomorrow, our Friday into Saturday night show, for the first hour or two, Richard C. Hoagland will be with me. We are going to be talking about President Bush's planned announcement that we're going back to the moon and to Mars. How about that? And we'll also open up the phone lines to give you an opportunity to talk with Richard. And if you haven't had a chance yet, get up to his website, enterprisemission.com, because Sherlock Holmes Hoagland has uncovered some more artifacts on the planet Mars. And we'll be right back. Our chat with you and Joseph Jacobs. Joseph, of everything that you've done in your field of psychic intuitiveness, anything that ever got to you where you said, you know, I've got to change. This is not going the right way. I don't like how this is happening. Have you had the ability to do that, to change something that you see or feel? Do we have a choice at anything here?
I think, you know, we... Religion tells us that we have free choice, and free choice is really limited to good and evil, faster, slower, holding still or moving backwards. There are certain, it's as if each of us is on a track, and how we move on that track is our free choice. And how quickly we move, and how much we enjoy or don't enjoy what we do, but there's some things that can't be changed. I think
it's already determined.
I think so. I'm not a fatalist in that sense.
No, I understand.
But I think an awful lot is determined. There is a choreography that just amazes me.
Now, you believe, though, that end times is not the end.
No, I don't think so. No.
Is that because you generally have this outlook toward life?
I mean, the end time will be when the sun goes out, you know.
Well, I don't think we'll be around to worry about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And I think the Earth may go through some major changes. I think humanity will go through major changes over the next 8-9 years. But I think ultimately it is to improve us. To refine us.
Do we get any help with this intuition? I mean, are we getting, like, help from somebody, someone above?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. We all have guardian angels. I believe that.
You think that's how we're getting this?
Yeah, I think so.
You too?
Yeah. I think that's who's talking to us. We just have to be quiet enough to listen.
Ever meet your guardian angel?
I have seen him once. It's once. I don't know if it's him.
Tell me about it.
Well, I fell, and as I was falling, I saw this huge and angel type. I don't like the tarot deck, but it looked like Temperance. Just picked me up in its palm, and kind of keep me from falling more seriously. And I have had this sense of these two 8-foot beings who live around the house, who sort of protect me. Yeah.
Since you were a kid?
No, this is more in the last 6 or 7 years. As you know, I'm still developing. I'm still, you know, I'm getting better at what I'm doing. I'm getting better as a person most of the time, anyway.
Why do you think the last 6 or 7 years they've been around?
Well, the more I, you know, if you're going to be a baker, you got to bake, and the better you do it, and the more you do it, the better you do it. Athlete training and training, and the more I read, the more tuned in I get, and my readings have been getting better, I'm more tuned into the other side.
You think they're always there?
Oh, they're always there. What a boring life. I mean, we must be their soap opera. but they're always there. And they only interfere. You talk about that time when you stopped your car.
At the intersection.
To stop your car.
Right, right.
You know, they're there when... only if we really overstep what our lessons are, and to get us back on track.
They're there to protect us.
They're there to protect us when you're needed to be protected, and they are ready to let us go when we're ready to let go.
Let's go back to the phones. First time caller line, welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Sure.
I'd like to ask Joseph, he talked earlier about how your conscious can affect things happening in your life, like when you didn't want to let go of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to know is, how do you let go? How do you let that, like, if something's happened in your life and you just keep hanging on to it and you know it's affecting the things around you, how do you make yourself let that go?
I think through affirmations. And affirmations are misunderstood. It's not just an intellectual process or an intellectual game. I know someone who's very evolved who kept affirming Mercedes in her life, and the Mercedes hit her house. You know, so you gotta be careful what you wish for.
Right.
I think if you write, for instance, I am in a good relationship. And you, as you're writing that, tune into what the feeling is. If you're writing an emotional affirmation, see what intellectual skepticism comes up. If you're writing an intellectual desire, see what emotion comes up that says, I'd like a good relationship. Yeah, but all men are jerks. Or I don't want to get hurt again. Then you're sending double messages. And you send double messages into the universe, you get double messages back.
Ah. Okay.
Right.
You gotta work. In a sense, you got to work on yourself. You know, prayer is not just asking God. Prayer is refining who you are.
Is it safe to say that you cannot have anything happen in your life without consequences?
That's right. If a tree hits your car, it was there. You were there. You take responsibility for it.
So if you stumble across a genie's Aladdin's lamp and out pops the genie, gives you three wishes. This is like an old Twilight Zone movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get those wishes, no matter what they are, won't there always be consequences with them?
Yes, absolutely. I have thought badly of some people in the past, and it comes back to you as it's a boomerang.
Well, here's an example.
Thoughts and feelings are boomerangs.
You might hope for, wish for, whatever, let's say, true wealth. You may get that, but you may lose something else in the process.
Absolutely.
You may lose your health.
Yeah.
So you may not get everything you want.
Well, there are these, tough businessmen who have disastrous personal lives.
Yes, they do. They're not happy.
Yeah.
Not
you know,
happy.
Or their children are on drugs or whatever, you know. There is a consequence. You can't manipulate the universe. That's important. Man, that must be said. You can't manipulate God's plan either. All you can do is refine yourself and work for a better life for yourself. There's nothing wrong with abundance. There's nothing wrong with love and health and all those things. But you can't manipulate it.
Sometimes the happiest people, Joseph, are the people who just don't have a lot.
That's right.
Let's go to East of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hello. Jack from Grand Prairie, Texas.
Hello, Jack.
33 years I've raised Afghan hounds. Most people, when they think of the word Afghanistan, they think of the country and the bad things there, but 4,000 years ago, Afghan hounds came from there, and they were the first breed of dogs. And sadly, all mine have died off, but the question is, I really believe almost every night they come back and visit me. And my question to you is, do dogs or pets have souls?
Yes.
And do we ever see them again?
Some people may, but I know that when I got married, we had two dogs, and each one died, a cat came into our life that had similar personalities, and it was almost as if when a dog passed over, said this cat's going to be for you, you know. I know that a lot of religionists don't believe that animals have souls, but they certainly do.
So there's a chance we get to know them again.
Oh yeah, and I think when we pass over that they're there. I keep telling my cat, one of my cats, we'll be together forever, and
right.
We will.
And I've always felt closer to animals than people. Does that sound strange?
No, I think they're safer. They're non-judgmental. You know, they
unconditional. Joseph.
They're unconditional. I mean, you can look awful. You know, you can be in a miserable mood. You can, you know, you can smell, and they still love you. You know,
and they've always liked me better than people have liked me.
Well, we don't want to go there. Okay.
Well, let me ask you this, Jack. You said they've all died off. How come you never got any more?
Sadly, in the Dallas area, there's some good veterinarians, and there's, in my opinion, very bad ones. And unlike doctors, it's hard to sue them and do anything about them. And my last five totally different situations, different vets, have all died due to vet malpractice.
Were they all, like, puppies or younger dogs?
No, they were all getting up there in years.
But I mean, how come you won't go and get an Afghan puppy?
Because it seems like every time I get one, something happens due to a vet screw up. In fact, I've been down to the university and they've even agreed with me, but yet they won't do anything about it. And I feel like I'm hurting that animal by having a bad vet come around it.
All right, Joseph, how come he's got this kind of cloud over him with regards to this?
I think if you had one or two of the first dogs die because of a vet, your sense about vets was negative. And you may have been carrying some of that with you into their illness.
Do you think that by thinking negatively about all vets, you therefore transfer that to whatever vet
there's
you
have? There's a lack of trust, and animals sense that.
That's interesting theory. All right, thank you for that call. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yeah.
I have one question for each of you.
Sure.
Mr. Jacobs, Mount Rainier in Washington has frequently been projected as erupting in first quarter of next year.
So that means now you're talking about this year, right?
No, first quarter of next year.
Of 2005?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any sense about the accuracy of that, or what would be your projection?
I don't have a sense of that. I haven't focused on that, I could, but I don't sense that at all.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And George?
Yeah.
Just one quick question, please. You had a guest on within the last week that was talking about being able to do a shelter for between $10,000 and $30,000. What was the name of that guest, please?
That guest who was doing the sheltering has a website. I'll give that to you as well. It was Joel Skousen, and his website is, let me spell it for you. You got a pencil?
No, I'm blind, so
oh, okay.
I'll have to remember it.
All right, I'll it's just Joel, JoelSkousen.com.
All right.
If you want to give that to somebody, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, let's go to our international line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Max from Canada calling.
Hi, Max.
George, you know, I have to disagree with that firstly, about the guy saying the show was crap and all the rest of that.
Well, he didn't say that. He just said my time travel was...
Well, I did, you know, I got to say, you know, basically, people have no idea how much it takes to go and put a show of this magnitude together every day of the week, basically, you know. And my question for the guest is how does one go about developing their intuitive skills more, and how do they go about, where can they go to learn about how to go and do that?
Well, there might be, where are you calling from?
Canada.
From with our wonderful neighbors to the north, our good friends. You go to a metaphysical bookstore or to a metaphysical section, and they may have a psychic development or intuition development book, or there may be a teacher in your area. But I basically, what I've said all through the show is listen to the quiet voice within.
Okay.
You know, and there are times when each of us is disturbed in a work situation, in a life situation, and then if you just move away from it, step away from it, even at work, you know, take a bathroom break, even when you don't need to go to the bathroom, and just breathe. I mean, we all forget to breathe. Listen to your breathing. Listen to the quiet voice within. That usually gets you there. By the way, Canada has been going through a rough year and a half with illness and difficulties, and it sort of peaks between May 10th and June 30th. That looks like a very hazardous time in terms of health and economy. But after that, Canada comes into three very strong years, right after July 1st.
I'm going to ask you about Prince Charles. You know, there's this letter floating around now, purportedly written by the late Princess Diana, and it said that he was going to kill her and do her in. Let's see if we can find his birth date. I want to get a little reading on him, Joseph. You don't know his birth date by off the cuff.
I know he's the Seven of Clubs, I know she was an Ace of Spades, and there was an article by a wonderful L.A. astrologer, Rocky Gardner, who's at the L.A. Weekly here in Los Angeles.
Right.
And it was on the cards. And I got to know her through that. I said, well, wait a minute. That's not a good relationship. I was very suspicious about her death.
Let's see, birthday. Okay, here's his birth date. November 14th, 1948. What's going to happen?
I would believe it would be November 13th then.
Why?
Because he's a Seven of Clubs. He's not a Six of Clubs.
One day will make a difference?
Oh, yeah. Huge difference.
Really?
So he's, he's 56?
He's 50, he will be, yeah.
Or 55. Is he 55?
He's 55 now.
Yeah. It's interesting. He's thinking about marriage again.
Yeah, to,
yeah.
Her, whatever her name is.
But he's got a health problem coming up, in April 19th or June 9th.
Did he do her in?
I don't know if he was responsible for that. I don't think that he was the one who pushed the button. I think it came from a higher level.
Do you practice numerology at all?
Numerology?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I touch on it.
Well, all right, why am I seeing 11-11 all the time?
11? Well, 11 is a master number. You know, I started all that. I'm sorry about that.
You did this to me?
Well, no. I just started talking about, you know, 222, 444, 666, and you go all the way up and you get 1776 if you do that.
What does that mean?
Well, it's our country. Our country,
well, I know that,
is a master number, in a sense. 1111 is simply to build and to communicate, is what I'm saying.
Is that a good thing?
It's a wonderful thing.
Stay with us. I'll be back in a moment with your calls and Joseph Jacobs.
Get it in writing with the After Dark newsletter. Subscribe by calling 1-888-727-5505.
can throw out all the blues and hit the city lights. Cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night. The key action. Dine a glass of wine, a little late romance, it's a chain reaction. We'll see the people of the world coming out to dance. Cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night.
To talk with George Norrie, call the wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Well, on our next Coast to Coast program, again, the first hour or so on our Friday into Saturday show, it'll be Richard C. Hoagland. We're going to be talking about President Bush's planned announcement next week where he says we will go back to the moon. He wants to set up a base on the moon. And then he's also talking about sending a manned mission to Mars eventually. We're going to chat with Richard C. about that and also some more of those artifacts that he claims are sitting there. I'm not going to say man-made artifacts. I'll say extraterrestrial-made artifacts. But he believes that they are indeed not natural. So that'll be in our next Coast to Coast program. And still, the CD offer continues, the collector's item. Free CD when you order the After Dark newsletter. Couple ways to order it. One is right off the website, coasttocoastam.com. Then a toll-free number, 1-888-727-5505. Joseph, November 14th, 1948, indeed is Prince Charles' birthday. Huh. So does that change things here?
A little bit, but I don't think that will define, you know, whether he...
was involved in that.
Whether he was involved. But I think that the Crown was very upset with her relationship.
I think you're right about that.
And her behavior, and it just was very suspicious.
Well, what kind of year is he going to have?
Actually, he's coming into a much better year since his birthday is the 14th, and I was misinformed then. But I not so much marriage, but I see a lot of popularity for him and a lot more in the news over the next 3 years.
That's Camilla Parker, by the way, that he probably would get married to eventually, wouldn't he? That's her name.
Possibly, yeah, possibly. I don't know.
How about... Gosh, I don't have the... You know what? Next time, we're going to talk about well-known people with you.
All right.
So I can get names and birth dates.
You know, unlike many astrologers and numerologists, I don't collect birthdays. Unfortunately... By the way, I'm going to be at a book signing, not of my own book, but Jackie Maloof, who you may have seen on the Food Channel,
yeah,
has come out with a book called Booty Food. And she'll be at a signing, and since she has...
Wait a minute. Booty Food?
Booty Food. In other words, it's a wonderful little book about, a very colorful book, of recipes of what foods to cook for a guy that you're courting, okay? And it'll be in Studio City at the Aroma Cafe's bookstore. And the reason I'm going is because my wife and I posed as her parents in the book. She asked us to come to a shoot.
Now, when's that going to be?
That's this Sunday, between 1 and 3 at the Aroma Cafe bookstore. And the reason I mention it, it's on 4360 Tahunga Avenue, is that, you know, clients who are in L.A. who have not met me except by telephone will have an opportunity to meet me.
All right, maybe I'll try to come by. Can you email out?
Yes, I can.
All right, email me that info.
Sure.
I mean, I'm all over the place right now, but I'd like to swing by and check that out.
I would love to see.
Okay. I'm going to give you a birth date, but I'm not going to tell you who it is yet.
Oh, sure.
This is not stump you. I want to give you the date, and I want you to give me a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
May 18th, 1920. It's a birth date.
May 18th is very much a leader, a little dictatorial, and a bit bossy, but very perceptive. And what, 82 years old or 83?
80, you're going to be 84.
He's
83 now.
83 now. Going through a bit of a worrisome year to some extent. There's a lot of stress, and there may even be some health concerns December 12th through February 2nd.
What kind of health concerns?
A little bit around the heart area, or kind of an immobility, but there is some travel and some change that looks positive between February 3rd and March 26th, and it comes into a very much more positive year right after May.
Pope John Paul II.
Oh, really?
How about that?
Well, the more positive year may be on a much higher level.
Let's go back to some more calls. International line, welcome to Coast. You are on the air. Where are you calling from?
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi, George. It's Judy calling from Roberts Creek, British Columbia.
Canada.
Another Canadian.
Wow,
our dear friend.
What? Yeah.
I was interested to hear your birth date for Prince Charles. That makes me 4 months older than him.
That makes you a princess.
And my mother reminds me of Queen Elizabeth, if you can stand it. Anyway, I actually have two questions for Joseph.
Yeah, but that, by the way, that was Joseph.
Oh, thanks, George. Joseph. That's cute. I have two questions, and I'll hang up and listen to your answers on the radio.
Okay.
The first one is, what is your take on adult anorexia? And the second one is, do you believe in reincarnation? And I'll hang up and listen
All right.
to your answers.
Well, I don't know how you're going to answer the first one. Adult anorexia.
Well, I think it's a psychological issue. I'm neither a psychologist nor a doctor, but it relates to a person's psychological state of how they accept themselves, you know, or don't accept themselves. As far as reincarnation, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We're all recycled, and I do believe in reincarnation. Yeah.
I believe in reincarnation, too. I do think we're, to a point, until we reach that level of perfection, then I don't think you come back anymore.
That's right. I mean, the higher levels are like a layers of an onion, and we come into this life and this planet, we go to other planets as well, to learn certain lessons, and then we move on. And, but I do believe in reincarnation.
Indeed. Wildcard line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing? How are you?
Great, great.
I have a question about Europe. It seems like the Europeans are coming together to form one single nation with possibly one single presidency and one single currency. How far are they going to get in 2004 into developing a constitution and also economic dominance over the globe? Because you see the dollar losing a lot of its influence. It's a 125, maybe going to 150. So it's losing to the.
Well, that's
the
one
euro.
Of the reasons. One of the reasons we went into Iraq was because Saddam Hussein was only accepting euro dollars as opposed to American dollars, and that would have, in the long term, affected us for his oil. In other words, Europe is coming together and growing up and it will become stronger, and it will be very competitive with us, yeah. And many of our friends are not going to be friends.
So is that a place where the Antichrist might come up with a world government? Would it be from Europe?
I don't believe that the world is going to come together that way as one world. But I think that there will be more greater work towards peace in the world. We see that even with Pakistan and India now. So I think there are attempts to get smart and realize that we all have to live with each other and we have to work with each other and stop destroying this planet.
Do you see the Antichrist out there now that perhaps he is born or she?
I don't have that belief system.
You do not?
No.
Well, maybe that's a good thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, our friend Tim from Yakima, Washington writes and says, he sees the number 420 all the time. Joseph, what does that mean?
420 is a focus on finance to a great extent.
Really?
Yeah, and on balancing finances. That's what I see.
All right. Let's go to our first time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah, I have two questions for Joe.
Sure.
Do you think there's a chance of a successful attack on the United States in 2004, and where would it be? And the other question is, when did you say the possible earthquake time for California was?
Well, I see some disasters between February 13th and July 18th. It's a very difficult time for California. And so that makes me think earthquake. But I think we're going to have floods. We're going to have fires and that sort of thing. That's a very difficult time. And New York seems to have some labor problems and difficulties. But the most dangerous time for New York is between July 26th and September 16th.
Okay. Thanks for that. I appreciate that. Let's go to our east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Tonya from Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Tonya.
And I'm so happy I got in. I really enjoy your show.
You're listening on CKLW, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And my question for Joseph is, a person without a personal computer, how can one find out how to do this?
To do what?
To do what you're doing, to learn about finding out what numbers mean and things like that.
How to books, Joseph? Anything out there?
Well, in terms of numbers, I think there's a wonderful book by a woman who also wrote a book on the cards named Florence Campbell, and it's a ominous-sounding book. It's called Your Days Are Numbered, and there are a lot of numerological books out there. I don't consider myself a numerologist, by the way. Even though I do use a touch of it. But that's a very good book to start with.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, I'm going to get her a website, too, for a numerologist that we've had on the program. I had a few months ago, Barbara Simpson had Glynis McCants.
Yeah, she's good.
And, yeah, she does a good job. So I'll get that for you, and I'll put it out here as quickly as I can. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You are on the air. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Go.
Okay. A while back, a lady called, and she said she forgave two of her enemies, and one of them had, like, five strokes, and the other one was paralyzed, woke up paralyzed. And you said it comes back on you five or tenfold. Okay, well, I'm kind of confused. If she forgave them in releasing negativity
Let me explain.
On them?
Yeah, I know where you're going. That's very good. I think you send light to your enemies, and if they are truly bad people, they can't handle the light. They can't handle the holiness and goodness.
So you don't think it's turning it over to God when he says, vengeance is mine, I will repay? Are you forgiving and turning it over to him? Will it come back on him, or will it come back on you?
No, well, neither. It's just I sent light to Saddam Hussein, and obviously he was unable to deal with that light. And
he got caught. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I
don't know. That's one case. All right, it doesn't mean that every time you forgive your so-called enemies, and I say so-called, that something terrible will happen to them. That may just be a coincidence. But I think what the woman was talking about was that it was a release for her. And I think that when you send out healing to good people, they heal. And if you send out healing to negative people, dark people, it can do them harm.
Mm. So what was the time frame that you sent Saddam Hussein light and the time he was caught?
Before he went into Kuwait.
I don't know when that is.
10 years ago.
That was 10 years ago.
Oh. Well, it took a while.
No, he lost in Kuwait, going into Kuwait.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of like a progression from then until, I mean, since
right.
he got caught.
Exactly.
I thought you meant you sent it and then he was caught in the hole in the ground.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Okay, appreciate your call. By the way, for the person who wants the numbers, Glynis McCants, her website is numberslady.com. Simple as that, numberslady.com. You know, when I had asked you about the number 420 as well, a lot of people are fast-blasting me, Joseph, saying that that means it's time to run off and smoke pot.
No,
I never knew that.
Gee, no.
I'll tell you how straight I am. Well, that's a financial thing. That's what
I keep seeing 444. And that keeps popping up. And I've had other coast-to-coast callers who also see those numbers. Yeah, I started talking about the master number 11 and 22 and then theorizing that 111 and 222 and all of that. And I started that about a year ago with you. And then a lot of people started coming out with that. Just as, you know, when I was listening to coast-to-coast and people were talking about shadow people, and all of a sudden I said, wow, other people are seeing shadow people too. I tend to see those just before an earthquake or a difficult time.
You know, I have not seen what I was seeing all over the place, and that was shadow rodents.
I saw them also, and it's when you talked about that.
Yeah.
That's one of the great things about this show is that we who experience things that are not in the news and on TV, et cetera, have an opportunity to share those experiences. And I didn't realize that other people saw shadow people, and I saw shadow rodents right around the time that you started talking about.
Now,
that.
They've gone away from me. What about you?
I haven't seen any.
So what does that mean?
I have no idea.
So here's my theory.
Yeah.
Somehow we crossed some kind of dimension, time warp, whatever.
Absolutely.
During that period, and a lot of us saw these things, and now nobody sees them because things are back in order again.
Yeah, I agree. There must be something like another dimension that meshes with us. There are all these other worlds that we don't see, that science doesn't see yet. I mean, 98% of matter of the universe is dark matter.
No matter what kind of a year we have in 2004, Joseph, are we going to get through it so we can get to 2005?
We'll get through it.
Joseph Jacobs, his website is 800, that's the number now, 800cself.com. He's got a toll-free phone number. Those of you who want to call Joseph, he always calls people back. It's 800cself, or simply, if you want numbers, 800-733-7353, Joseph Jacobs. Intuitive, and he's the kind of guy who just, you know what, he wants to point you out in your life and make you feel good about what you do. Joseph, until next time, my friend, take care.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Don't forget to send me that email, okay?
I definitely will.
Joseph Jacobs, good man. He's got a good heart. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Barbara Simpson, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, I'll see you on our next edition of Coast to Coast with a little bit of Richard C. Hoagland and a lot of open lines. Until then, be safe, everyone.